Okay, well, I was trying to think, what can I talk about that would fit in with Curriculum for Excellence? And I thought about telling you a bit about some stuff I've been trying to do with homework in my department. I teach biology, for a bit of context, at Glenwood High School in Glenrothes. So I started off thinking, okay, what can I talk about? I thought, well, what's homework for? And that led me on to, well, who is homework for? I thought, well, there's three people that homework benefits. The first one is obviously me, because I get to assess people's skills and assess how they have understood the things we've done in class. I thought it also allows parents, if they take an interest, which they don't always sadly, but it allows them to see what their children are doing, and if they flip back through homework, if they've got a homework book or Jotter or something, then they can see how they've been getting on and teachers comment on things. I thought that's all well and good. But in theory, the main person that the homework should be for is the pupil. And these are some of the things that I thought pupils can use homework for. So things like learning facts is the most obvious one, I suppose. Practicing their study skills. Developing ideas that they've maybe been introduced to or come up with in class. And consolidating understanding of class material. So I thought, okay, so in theory homework is a very versatile tool that we could be using to do lots of things. But this is what we often see. Diffusion is important to living organisms because blank, okay? And I found that a lot of the homework that we were using was question-based, and pupils were simply going, can't do that, and they would hand in a blank homework or a homework with massive gaps in it, no matter how many times you said, don't leave it blank, come and see me. They didn't. So we started thinking about, how can we make it more creative? And how does it fit into Curriculum for Excellence? And helps to allow pupils to develop all different capacities. And then, really coming down to it, a couple of words I've heard bandied about an awful lot recently in relation to Curriculum for Excellence are choice and skills. I thought, well, how can we start building that into homework? How can we give the pupils a choice? And you might think, they might choose never to do homework if you gave them a choice, but I thought that'd be nice to try, and to build on their skills. Rather than asking them to recall facts and to answer questions, how can we let them practice their skills as part of their homework? So I picked up on the skills thing first, and we came up with some new homework books that focused on a mixture of skills and knowledge, and the idea was, instead of just asking questions, there were some questions and past paper questions and things like that, but there was some open-ended tasks. And as an example of one here, I don't know if you can read this, this is one from my Intermediate 2 homework book, and it says, in this activity you'll explain what ATP is, what job ATP does in the cell, how ATP carries out its job, and it's up to you how you do this. And then just gave them a blank page and let them get on with it. And the assessment, as we establish right away from first and second year, is based on traffic lights. So that was up in the room, they knew how they would get their feedback, traffic lights and comments, and I just let them get on with however they wanted to do it. And here's an example. I know you can't read that, but you can see this person's started off defining some of the key words, and then they've drawn a diagram, and then they've written a little bit more down here. So that's how they decided to do this one. And different people, I found that mostly they tend to tackle it in about the same way, but sometimes you get slightly different things. And then we have a little marking grid here, which is very much a two-way thing, or even a three-way thing. The parents sign it so we can see that they've seen the homework, and pupils rank how hard they tried, how much time they spent doing it, and they are surprisingly honest. They will put 5 minutes, didn't try very hard. But sometimes they take longer than you expect as well. And then there's a teacher comment and a little traffic light. So that seemed to work quite well. We're now using that with our senior classes, and we're starting to bring it out in the standard grade. A mixture of different kinds of activities. So then I thought, what about if we bring in this choice thing that they're so keen on in Curriculum for Excellence? So with my fourth year standard grade class, I've been doing a thing that I actually got from Fergal Kelly, where I've been letting them plan their own units of work. So I took it a step further and I asked them what they would like to do for homework. And these are some of the suggestions. This is for a biotechnology unit that we're about to start. Somebody here has said, learn the fermentation equation and plan experiments. Someone else has said, do some questions, a quiz of the topic, and a poster of a specific aspect within the topic. And this is my favourite, make your own bread at home. So I think we might be having a bread baking competition at some point. So that's currently ongoing. I'm yet to find out how well that works, but I'm going to try and pick all of these and feed that into the kinds of things we're going to be doing for homework in that topic. Step three, something I've tried in my higher class, which I got from Nick over there, is these open-ended thinking tasks. And I've just collected the very first one in today, and I said to my higher class, I want you to go away and do some research, and I want you to try and propose an argument for the way you think human evolution is going to go over the next million years. Off you go. And they're like, what? I said, right, well, no right or wrong answers, I'm just looking for the best argument. And there'll be a prize for the best argument, and I think some of them have requested cake as the prize. They might be baking this weekend. So, judging from what I've seen so far, there were some really interesting ideas put forward, and that's something I'm going to be expanding as well. And that's really where I'm up to. I don't know what step four is at the moment. I'd like to somehow bring together all these things we've been looking at, giving pupils a choice, letting them expand their skills, particularly their thinking skills and research skills, and starting to bring in technology. Okay, I teach in Fife and we're only just starting to get glow there, but when that comes in I'm hoping that I can tie all of that in together. So really I'm open to any ideas, and yeah, it should be interesting to see what comes out of all this.